going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Mike, are you among the phalanx of national football media who believe Shedeur Sanders will be a Steeler Thursday night?
I'm not sure. I don't know they're sure. I can't ignore, and I'm sure they can't either, what happened 3 years ago with Kenny Pickett. They had a clear shot to him. Nobody jumped them. He fell right to them, and it ended up being not a good move. Have they gone back and rectified whatever went wrong in their overall analysis and processes to come to the conclusion that Pickett was the guy? I'd want to be sure I've calibrated my overall quarterback evaluation needle to be sure that I'm getting this right if Sanders is the guy at 21. So they have the need, and teams always say we want the best available player. I think your needs influence your assessment of who the best available is. We'll see if he's there at 21. If he makes it past them at 21, it's going to be very interesting to see where he goes next.
But do you think he will be there at 21?
The betting odds right now are nuts because as of this morning, and they change all the time, the Steelers were the favorites, but then the next two were the Browns and the Giants. So if he gets past three, like, where is he going to be picked? The Saints have faded dramatically as the favorites to take him. They used to be. Now he's behind Jackson Dart in the betting odds to be taken by the Saints. So if he gets past three and no one trades up in front of the Steelers, then he should be there. And I don't know that anybody's going to trade up to get him. It really is confounding. I don't remember a guy like this since Johnny Manziel, where we didn't know where that magic number was going to be and that the drop could just continue and continue.
Well, my thought, Mike, was that the Steelers might not take him, and a team like the Browns or the Giants would trade back into the first round by after the Steelers, like roll the dice that he's going to get by 21 and then just trade to 25, 26, 27 and grab him there. When you talk to people around the league who are evaluating players, like, would you say that there's a consensus on this player? Like, is there more positive than negative that gets said about Shedeur Sanders? Because I do feel like I have read more all over the map opinions on what he's going to be and what he is as a prospect than most guys in his position at quarterback.
Yeah, and it's interesting when we compare this year's prospects to last year's six quarterbacks who went in the top 12. Chris Sims, who I think does a very good job evaluating these incoming quarterbacks, he put Cam Ward at number 3 behind Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, but the rest of the guys wouldn't have cracked the top 6 from last year. And with Sanders, you ask yourself, what is the thing that really pops? What is it that he does incredibly well? Is there anything he does incredibly well that puts him ahead of his peers? And there's nothing that jumps off the page. The question is, when he's at the next level, what happens to his game? How will he play relative to the players around him? What is the thing that's going to set him apart? And it's so, I don't want to say subjective, but it is dependent on what team you're playing for, what offense you're in, what kind of a supporting cast you have, how comfortable you are there. You know, we thought a year ago that maybe Deion Sanders would make a power play with both Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders to get them to the right spot. If he's there at 21, that might be the right spot to come play with Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh and see what happens and see how he flourishes, if he flourishes. Every one of these picks is a crapshoot. We have no idea what they're going to do. So overall, though, there is a sense that, you know, he where's the great thing that he does and where's the thing that sets him apart from the rest? And I think people are just taking a wait-and-see attitude, but that might not be enough to get somebody to draft him.
How do you digest Tomlin? And the consensus here is Tomlin talked specifically and in detail about Shedeur Sanders more than any player he's talked about at a pre-draft function in his 18 years as Steelers coach. So when you hear that analysis done by people that have covered Mike for 20 years or thereabouts, Mike, that he felt comfortable talking about Sanders as a prospect, unlike any prospect where their boilerplate answer has always been, we don't talk about prospects at these events. We speak in generalities in the most vague terms possible. What's your reaction to Tomlin breaking his rule and being comfortable talking about Sanders at great length?
Well, they're not big on smoke screens. This would be a hell of a time to launch one. 16, 18 years of never showing your hand and not wasting your time, making it look like you're interested in somebody you're not interested in. If that's the game, it's a hell of a game to play. I don't think Tomlin wastes his time thinking, talking, focusing, addressing anyone he's not interested in. And maybe they have a degree of confidence he is going to be there. Maybe they've gamed this out 50 different ways. If he does get past number three, it is amazing to think that there's a chance he goes two or three and then the bottom drops out and he's there at 21. But it may be that Tomlin is confident he's there at 21. And maybe at some level there's a hope that somebody will jump in front of the Steelers so they don't get themselves into another Kenny Pickett situation.
Mike, Diana Rossini over at The Athletic suggested the Steelers could be a team that would look into Kirk Cousins at this juncture. What do you make of that, and what benefit would be conferred by them trying to acquire him now?
Well, it would have to be after the draft. Cousins himself has, I don't know that he said this, but it was reported, and I think it's accurate. He wants to wait until after the draft to decide whether or not he's going to waive his no-trade clause. There was some reporting earlier this week from Adam Schefter about how much money a new team would expect the Falcons to still pay, which is kind of surprising because I think if they had done this back in March, you may have been able to trade the whole contract with $27.5 million this year, which isn't all that much for a starting quarterback. But right now, where are the seats? You look around the league, who is it that would want Kirk Cousins? And after the draft, we're going to have a clearer picture if there's a seat. Cleveland, I think, is still a possibility, especially if the price is reduced by the Falcons paying some of the money. But Cousins, I don't believe, is going to waive his no-trade clause to go be a backup. So he's going to want to see what happens tomorrow night specifically, but the rest of the draft, what's the depth chart look like? And then he can assess where he would fit on it. If he waives his no trade clause, is he going to a place where he's confident he's going to be the number one guy when September rolls around? Because otherwise, just stay where you are. You're in a city that is fairly close, very close to where his wife is from and her parents are there. Why leave unless you know you're going somewhere to be the clear-cut number one guy?
Mike, it made me think that the Steelers don't feel good about the Aaron Rodgers situation if they're being linked to Kirk Cousins right now.
Well, I think until we know what Aaron Rodgers is doing, then Cousins is a possibility. If they don't draft anyone, and it's Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson as of Monday, I think that you have to at least consider the possibility. You know, here's the issue with Cousins. Arthur Smith, the former Falcons head coach, he surely knows people in Atlanta, and he can get a better insight into what Cousins has left in the tank.
And Tomlin's best friends with Raheem Morris, Mike.
Well, and then there's that would give them insight as well. The question is, what we saw from Cousins last year, is it related to the ongoing recovery from the torn Achilles tendon, where he's using his base to generate power and velocity on throws, And without that full 100% base, he was overcompensating and it finally caught up with him and just everything seemed to break down. Is that the explanation, or is it just he doesn't have it anymore and he just can't play at a high level anymore? You'd hate to find out the hard way that it's the latter after you've said, this is our guy. So I think that's the issue there. With Rodgers, I think he can still do what he's done because everything comes from his arm. He doesn't muster the whole body into the throw. So Rodgers physically can still do it. The question is, do you want to go down that path with Rodgers, especially after the 40-minute appearance with Pat McAfee on Thursday? The feedback that I've detected, the Steelers fans that were already not thrilled about it based upon the appearance, they seem to be even more hardened in their hesitation to go after Rodgers.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Check him out tomorrow. Draft coverage, draft analysis, all over profootballtalk.com. Thank you, Mike.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.